Often they are embarrassed by its shrill aggression and nervous or ashamed of the later misappropriations of the Battle of the Teutoburg Forest, first by the Prussians and then by the Nazis. But if the memory of Hermann is problematic, the Germans' attachment to the forest is still deep, a central part of the national character. Friedrich and the Grimms would,
I think, be delighted to know that forest now covers a third of the country and is protected by law. The Greens have become more firmly established as a political party in Germany than anywhere else in Europe.
Germany, Memories of a Nation was written and presented by Neil McGregor and produced by Paul Kobrak. The readings were by Hannah Ganasius and Michael Burtonshaw. And on Radio 4 Extra this week, you can hear five tales from the Brothers Grimm in new versions written and read by Philip Pullman. You can find full details on the Radio 4 Extra website. Time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on today, Wednesday the 8th of October. There are warnings of gales in all areas except Norfolk Sirra, Tyne, Trafalgar and Malin. The general synopsis at 1800, low Shannon 976, moving slowly east, filling 980 by 1800 on Wednesday, low Cromarty 984, losing its identity by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, Norfolk Sirra, Salford Sirra, 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Cyclonic, 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times, except in Norfolk Sirra and Tyne, becoming southerly or southeasterly 4 or 5 for a time. Occasional rain or thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight. West or southwest, backing south or southeast later, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, decreasing 4 for a time. Thundery showers, moderate or good. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. South or southwest, 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times. Rain or thundery showers, moderate or good. Trafalgar, westerly or southwesterly, veering northerly or northwesterly in northwest, 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times. Rain or showers, moderate or good. Fitzroy, Seoul, westerly or southwesterly, 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times, occasionally severe gale 9 in west Seoul, becoming variable 3 or 4 in far south Fitzroy. Thundery showers, moderate or good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. South or southwest, becoming cyclonic, 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times. Thundery showers, moderate or good. Shannon, Rockall. Cyclonic, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 until later in Shannon, becoming northerly or northwesterly, 5 to 7 later. Thundery showers, moderate or good. Malin, variable 3 or 4 until later in northeast, otherwise southeasterly, becoming cyclonic 5 or 6. Thundery showers, moderate or good. Hebrides, Bailey, cyclonic 4 or 5 until later in South Hebrides, otherwise easterly or northeasterly 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times. Rain at times, moderate or good. Fair Isle, easterly or northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, becoming variable 3 or 4. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland, northeasterly 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times, rain at times, moderate or good. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, west by south, 3, 12 miles, 993, rising slowly. Stornoway, east-northeast, 3, moderate showers, 2 miles, 993, rising more slowly. Lerwick, northeast by east, 5, recent rain, 7 miles, 995, falling. Wick Automatic, northeast, 7, recent rain, 3 miles, 989, falling more slowly. Aberdeen, west, 5, heavy rain, 2 miles, 986, rising more slowly. Lucas, west-southwest, 4, 27 miles, 990, rising slowly. Boomer, southwest by west, 4, 19 miles, 993, rising more slowly. Bridlington, southwest, 3, 997, rising more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west, 6, 11 miles, 1004, rising slowly. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west, 6, 1003, now rising. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, southwest by west, 5, 1003, now falling. Jersey, south by west, 4, 24 miles, now falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south southwest, 6, more than 27 miles, 1002, falling slowly. Scilly Automatic, southwest by south, 4, slight drizzle and rain, 9 miles, 998, falling slowly. Milford Haven, south-southwest, 5, 16 miles, 997, falling slowly. Aberporth, south, 4, 12 miles, 997, falling slowly. Valley, south-southwest, 6, 16 miles, 996, rising more slowly. Liverpool Crosby, south by east, 4, Hayes, 5 miles, 997, rising more slowly. Valentia, south, 3, moderate showers, 4 miles, 988, falling. Ronaldsway, southwest, 4, 22 miles, 995, rising slowly. Malin Head, south, 2, 16 miles, 993, now falling. Macrahanish Automatic, east-southeast, 2, 9 miles, 994, rising slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Tuesday the 7th of October. The general situation, low pressure will affect the United Kingdom during the next few days, maintaining unsettled and at times windy conditions. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, becoming easterly or southeasterly 3 or 4. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwesterly, backing northeasterly 5 to 7, decreasing 4 or 5, becoming cyclonic 5 or 6 later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in far north. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest, backing southeast, becoming cyclonic for a time later, 5 or 6, decreasing 4 at times. Rain or showers later, moderate or good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest 5 to 7, backing southeast 4 or 5 for a time. Thundery showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southwesterly, backing southerly or southeasterly for a time, 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale 8. Rain or thundery showers, moderate or good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Southerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale 8. Rain or thundery showers, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. South, veering southwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale 8. Thundery showers, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. South or southwest 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times. Thundery showers, moderate or good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. South, veering southwest 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times. Thundery showers, moderate or good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. South or southeast, veering southwest at times 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times. Thundery showers, moderate or good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. South or southwest, backing southeast at times 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7 at times. Thundery showers, moderate or good. Isle of Man, southwest 4 or 5, backing south or southeast 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, variable 3 or 4, becoming south or southeast 5 to 7 at times. Thundery showers, moderate or good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable 3 or 4, becoming easterly or southeasterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times in the North Channel. Thundery showers, moderate or good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Variable 3 or 4, becoming easterly or southeasterly 5 or 6, except in far north. Showers, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Cyclonic 5 to 7 until later, except in far south, occasionally gale 8 at first in far north, otherwise variable 3 or 4. Rain at times until later, moderate or good. Shetland Isles, northeasterly 5 to 7, becoming variable 3 or 4, occasional rain in south, otherwise fair, good, occasionally moderate in south. And that completes the shipping bulletin.
I never stop thinking about what I'm writing. I never go on holiday without taking my computer with me. I never get on the bus up to London without bringing the computer with me.
My castaway this week is the writer Sally Wainwright.
As a child, my parents and my sister were voracious readers, and I never was. I got bored on the first page of every book I ever tried to read. And I think, looking back, that's why I started writing. I couldn't read other people's stories, so I started writing my own. But I always thought the best bit of novels was what people said, and all the stuff in between wasn't really necessary.
My castaway, Sally Wainwright. I do hope you can join us to hear her Desert Island Discs this Friday morning at 9.
We'll be learning how to dig a grave in the morning, or rather Cathy Fitzgerald will, learning about grave diggers, popularly thought of as creepy, ghoulish and rather odd. She talks to Stevie and Bobby from Scotland, who teach her the dying art of how to dig a grave by hand, and she discovers that there are lessons to be learned 6 feet under the ground. How to dig a grave, only on Radio 4 at 11 o'clock. Until the morning, though, when Charles Carroll will be here at 20 past five, this is Luke Tudnam on behalf of all of us here at Broadcasting House in London, wishing you a safe and peaceful night. Good night.